Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We're up to Siman Shin Aleph, bottom of page 158, the Ramov Siv Tezayin. They say over, in the name of Rabbi Meir Shapiro, I don't know if it's true or not, they say over that a person has got a person can see if he's learning Lishma, when he learns, and he encounters things which is relevant to the time of year. That's what they say. I don't know what the Makar is. If you learn and you encounter things that is relevant, it's very interesting because in Sif Chof, which we might get to tonight, he's talking about clowns. I think it's quite amazing. I don't know how many places in Shulchan Aruch we talk about clowns. I don't know how many places. It might be the only place. But I think it's very interesting. Must be that we're doing something right. Must be. Yeah. Gantz Yopurim. Okay, we're up to the bottom of page 158. We'll be addressing tonight the halachas of walking bare feet. Interesting shaila on Shabbos. Is there any problem with walking bare feet? We'll be talking about a person walking with crutches. We'll be talking about somebody walking with a stick, a walking stick. And we'll be talking also about a handcuff, the person who's handcuffed. Yeah. And let's start with Ramo. Lo yelech adam yochev b'Shabbos. Person is not allowed to walk bare feet on Shabbos. B'mokim she'ein derech leilech yochev. If a person lives in a place that is not common to walk bare feet, so if you're not living in the middle of Africa, but you live in a civilized area, and you yeah, I didn't say South Africa. if you live in a so the shaila is, are you allowed to walk bare feet or not? So Ramah says you're not allowed to walk bare feet on Shabbos. V'lo yetzer adam b'Shabbos k'mo yishu yetzer b'choil bilti d'va'acha sheyizker al yodo yishu Shabbos v'lo yovo lechad olei. See, the person walks bare feet, that's inappropriate on Shabbos. He may end up forgetting that if it's uncommon to walk bare feet in that particular society, then don't walk around bare feet on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains a little bit more in Sif Katan Samach Beis, the bottom line as follows: even in places that it is common to walk bare feet, it doesn't make a difference. Either way, do not walk bare feet on Shabbos. You should always wear shoes on Shabbos. Shabbos, remember that it's Shabbos. It's an oynek Shabbos halacha. That to walk around bare feet on Shabbos is lacking your oynek Shabbos. You may forget that it's Shabbos, and therefore it is inappropriate, and you must ensure to walk around with shoes on Shabbos. Also, Yom Tov, you must ensure to walk around with shoes to oynek Shabbos Yom Tov Shavim, because Yom Tov is comparable to Shabbos in this matter. And the Mishnah Berurah finishes off saying that, see what we learned in Simch Beis, that even on weekdays it is not great to walk around bare feet. Yes. That's a good shaila. So, Rabbi, so what do you think? What do you think about it? Socks. Socks. Mutter. Yes. Yeah.
It's the same. I mean, it's not respectful.
See, yeah, poor pastors. Well, it doesn't say the word kovar brias, it's like oynek Shabbos. Oynek Shabbos, and on weekdays it's sneers. It's sneers, it's inappropriate to walk around there. I would also assume and agree that it's talking about socks as well. Good. We move on to Siman Samach Yud Zayin. Now Yud Zayin and Ches have to be learned together, and that's very relevant. We'll be talking over here about walking around with crutches, with walking sticks, elderly people who need to be supported with walking supporting sticks. We'll be talking about a wheelchair as well. Let's see this in greater detail. Yud Zayin and Ches have to be learned together. Chige she'enu yochel leilech b'loy makel, a person who's unable to walk without a walking stick. Mota leilech boy is allowed to walk with a walking stick on Shabbos. I feel in a kosher, even if it's not tied onto him. He's allowed to walk with a walking stick on Shabbos. But if a person is able to walk around with a walking stick, without it, he can walk without a stick. And the reason why he's taking a stick is only to support himself. Meaning, he can walk with it, but it's helping him. Also, then it's also. For choyle shomat mecholyoy, dinu kichig, the same will apply to an ill person. If he's unable to walk without it, he's allowed to. If he's able to walk without it, but it's just helping him and supporting him, then it will be also. See if you'd ches. Based on that, what would you say about a blind person? He's unable without it? Yeah.
What about an elderly person or a person who's ill? He can walk a few steps around.
Oh, we'll get to that. We shall get to that, Mitzvah. Moshe, we shall get to that. Blind person?
If a blind person's got a blind, dog.
But yeah. Okay. Yeah, so let's leave out the dog shayla, although it is comparable, but let's stick to the stick. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows in Sifut Ches. Suma, a blind person, also the Lord says, a blind person is not allowed to walk with a stick. So we'll try to explain why. Because he can walk without it. So why is he taking a stick? Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah puts it. Sif Katan Samech Gimel, Beloy Makel Mutter. Without a stick, it's permitted. The Kivan, the Eino Yochel Eilech, Klal Beloy Makel, since he's unable to walk at all. Look at the words Klal. He's unable to walk at all without a stick. Have a look at Minel Didei. It's like a shoe for him. Minel, a shoe Didei for him. So this is the assault. Why is a person allowed to walk with a stick? Why? Why is he allowed to walk with it? Because the answer is, it's bottled to him. And in the Mishnah Berurah's words, it's kahava minel didei. It's like a shoe, it's like his foot. It's like his leg. It's like he needs it, and therefore it's mutter. We'll get to that as well. We'll speak about something similar shortly. If an old person, old elderly gentleman, walks in his house, beloy makel, in his own house, he walks without a stick. When he goes out of his house, nishan al makel, he relies on his stick. He leans on his stick, because of his physical weakness. And he doesn't take it only to support himself. So in the house, no stick. When he gets out to the street, he takes it. Then although he's a bit shackled, when he walks, it's a bit shaky. Also, it's also why because it's a masui. He doesn't need it. It's not like his shoe. And the proof is that he's able to walk without it. It's much more comfortable and much more safe for him. But he's able to walk without it in the house, he walks without it. So you can't say, have a kimin oloi. It's like his shoe. It's like his leg. You can't say that. Because he manages without it. The kimin de beveso oilech belimakel. In the house, he walks without it. But if he's that old, shediyev shel oilech klal belimakel, that he's unable at all to walk without a stick, mutter, it's mutter. So we have the interesting geder, and we have to define this a little bit more. But what the Mishnah Berurah says is the posture of the geder. If you're able to walk a little bit without it, like in the house, then that person is allowed to, he's allowed to walk outside with it. He's not allowed to walk outside with it. However, if he's completely unable to walk without a stick, he's allowed to walk with it. Yeah.
Small amount of steps that requires to get from one room to the other in a house. But he's totally unable.
Very good.
To walk
very beautiful.
To the minion.
Yeah, very nice.
To attend the minion on Shabbat.
Absolutely. So that is the Moshe Shaila. Hey, Moshe, very much in line with what you're saying, ask the following question. Okay, I don't understand, says Moshe. What happens if he is able to walk short distances, like in the house, he's able to walk without a walking stick? But when it comes to longer distance, then he's unable to walk with the walking stick. He just can't do it. He can do, unsupported, he can do a few meters, but as soon as it comes to longer distance, he's unable to. What are you going to say then? So I think the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah would be that it's also, but the Moshe says, if realistically speaking, he's unable to walk long distance, that kind of distance without a stick, the Moshe says, it's going to be mutter. They have a kiminal today. For that long distance, it's considered his necessary leg. What do you think about that? I think it is. It's not like not in line with the Mishnah. I think the Mishnah would ask it. Yeah, and Moshe doesn't point out this that is, but it looks like it's not in line with the Mishnah. You could kvetch the Mishnah a little bit. You could say the Mishnah is only talking about short distances. Yeah, and I also think that Parshat Mishnah would disagree. I agree with you. Yeah. How about what? What? Oh, I see. So the same. Same principles. Now, very much in Yonah Diyim as well. What happens if it's icy? He needs a walking stick. He needs a walking stick because it's particularly icy. He doesn't normally walk around with a walking stick. But in certain weather conditions, when it's icy, snowy, he will take a walking stick, yeah? Why would you say why? What you think that a tzarech mitzvah would be mutter, the shlo tzarech mitzvah is also? No, we don't find. We don't find any difference. Because the svaris have a kiminoloi, so it doesn't make a difference. What for?
It won't be allowed?
If it's icy, it's not. You say that it's intrinsically he needs it. Yeah. Yet, so Mishnah Berurah says, "What do you tie in if it's icy?"
It's the same as three steps you can take, but you can't walk properly.
Three
steps you could just about take on the ice, but can't move.
Said the Mishnah Berurah as follows: "In Sefkot Samechay, Einu Noit Loi." When a person walks in a place where there is the concern, a danger, it's going to fall. Machmas Shodukshame because of rain. It's very wet and slippery. It's slanty, goes down. Hoi, alternative, if it goes in the winter. Halamaim, haniglodim shikurin, eyes, when it's icy and slippery outside. Umefachad, and he's scared, shem oyipol, that he may perhaps fall. Cholila, muta gam kelotis bemakrits bemuta. Mr. Berlin, I agree with you, Svarim. Zidome lechiga, because then he said it's comparable to somebody who needs the stick. He needs the stick. Veli rabba, because of a love, denat vorum chochim, Ali Rab disagrees. And he said there is obviously a difference between the slippery ice compared to the person who's unable to walk. He said there's a bit of a difference. What was your spot, Mr. Berlin?
Because it's an external factor to the body.
It's an external factor.
It's not an extension of his body, but an artificial limb or a shoe.
Yeah, do you hear that?
It's an external factor that's caused him to...
So therefore, if he's unable, he's just unable to walk and finish. It's not because of his own inability. It's because of the weather conditions. And so many Achronim would disagree with this psak, and they hold like that it's going to be also. Hence, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, if it's icy, and you feel, or that particular person feels, unable to walk, because he said, I cannot make it without stick, I cannot make it, and it's not going to go out, not to the minion even. But he said, I cannot walk like this. So according to Mishnah Berurah, he cannot go out. He can't go out. He doesn't go out. He's not allowed to take a walking stick. He's not allowed to. According to the first opinion, he's allowed to, but Mishnah Berurah seems to pass because it's also unless there's an Eiv. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Samach Vav asked, what about a Rebbe Shtecken? Rebbe Shtecken, a silver, you know, the stick with a silver gun, and you don't need it for you don't need it physically, but it's a covered gezach. A certain covered. No, not why. He doesn't need it. Also, afilu makel tiferes, even if it's a glory, it's a royal tiferes. It's got a certain glory to it. Shenoi soy, and it takes it lechovot for his honor, for his due honor and due respect. Nevertheless, also, he's not allowed to walk with a Rebbe Shtecken. You could argue that it's a jewelry, it's a piece of jewelry, you could argue. But you cannot hold jewelry in your own hand. And it's also, yeah, it's an interesting svar. You could have argued that it's a tachshit, because you can't hold a tachshit in your hand. So it's mutter. So it's not mutter. Therefore, mashenoagu achshuvim. What important people tend to walk around with lots of makel shbiyaldim. They tend to walk with a Rebbe Shtecken, with a silver stick. Hasurim lots of boem b'Shabbos. It's prohibited to walk around with this on Shabbos. Chutz leiv atzad eruv. Good. Yeah, and he says even this is Zilus of the Shabbos. Now, we need to address the question of, so the concept is again, if you need it, it becomes minoloi, and a person is allowed to walk around with this. So the same will apply with crutches as well. If a person is unable to walk, he needs crutches, halacha is etz mutter. So what's the halacha, rabbosai? This may be the correct point now to discuss wheelchair. So a person who's unable to walk, and he needs a wheelchair to move himself from one place to another. He needs it. He cannot walk without it. What would you say is the halacha, based on what we're learning now? Should be mutter. Why? Keminoloi. Keminoloi. What do you say now?
Even though it's keminoloi, but somebody else is pushing.
Let's say he's pushing himself. So there is, Ramosha has a svara, and he wants to say, he's not 100% sure, it's a shuva written in 1971, written to Dan Grossnas in London, so that's a local shuva, written by Moshe Feinstein, and he claims that the shuva that he said the pasha should be mutter. He's not 100% sure, but he wants to be mitzadet that it's mutter to walk around to a person who needs a wheelchair because unable to walk without it. He's allowed to walk, and the svar will be so what we are saying now. That's like his tree needs it, but he's not 100% sure. And then the story doesn't end over there, because of two Pesach Frank, the Yerushalayim Rav, he was the Rav in Yerushalayim, he was asked the same. He doesn't quote a Moshe, but he quotes the Surah of Moshe. And he says it can't be true. He said it's utterly untrue, he says. So he said, cannot compare the wheelchair-bound person who's wheeling himself on a wheelchair, you cannot compare it to the Surah of the makel, of the stick. Very similar, very close to that. He says as follows, Herzi Pesach Frank, in Charles Shubas Hartzvi Chilik Alav Simon Kufa, and he says as follows. He says that the makel, what it does, the stick, what it does is that it makes it that he's able to walk with. Is that what he said? He said it makes that he's able to walk with his own legs. It supports him that he's able to walk. It's making him able to walk with that stick. Kemin Oloi, he's now able to, as it were, able to walk. But that's not comparable to the wheelchair, because wheelchair, he's not walking. And it's not sure that the wheelchair helps him to walk. He's never on a wheelchair. And he's got an alternative way of transporting himself. But he said that, you can't say Kimin Oloi. He's not Kimin Oloi. He's got through the wheelchair an alternative way of moving one place to another. Here, he says, you can't say Kimin Oloi. It's not Kimin Oloi. He's found an alternative way of transporting, but you cannot say that the wheelchair becomes like his minoloi, becomes his leg. It's not. He's not walking. He's got an alternative way of transporting himself, moving about. But therefore he said that you don't have the hetzer here. And Tzipis Chfank asks, therefore, how many poskim can go in line with that svara, and they said that the hetzer of makel doesn't apply to a wheelchair, therefore the consensus of many poskim is the loiker Moshe, unlike the psak of emotion, they said that a person is also to go to wheelchair on Shabbos, even if he pushed himself. There may be other arguments of Chayno says Atzmoi, and there may be other arguments, especially for somebody else pushes. There may be arguments, but based on what we're learning now, there's no heta according to Pesach Frank and other poskim as well. They hold that this world doesn't apply over here. What do you tell Reb Gideon? Kamachme, yeah. Yeah, Misvor, do you hear Moshe better? Do you hear Pesach Frank better? Do you hear Moshe better? Do you feel that it makes a kiminoloi? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you always say? What are your opinions?
It sounds like the should be even stronger. If I walk and stick, it helps him.
We don't have a heta. The heta is kemin oloi. It makes him into. It gives him a leg. It gives him a leg. It's his artificial leg. Yeah, it's an artificial leg, but you can't say the wheelchair is an artificial leg. You can't. It's as if he's got another way of moving about. Doesn't make it into. See, imagine a person can only walk, can only. It's an alternative way, but it's not Kemin Oloi. There's no heta. Yeah, what? Yeah, so that's what it. That's the Tzibes of Fangtainis.
Let's get the sideshow.
Yeah.
Aspartame.
A what? A?
Aspartame.
Yeah. In terms of Refuah B'Shabbos or carrying about, or walking?
Carrying it because you might need it at some point.
Okay. asthma pump. Okay, it's not really related to what we're learning now, but I'm going to address it quickly. You're talking about. The Emma says that it is a masui. It's not a malbush, and it's not something that normally would be within the remit of. There's no way to be. But the poskim, understanding the tzorich, the huge need of a person who needs an asthma, assuming that there is a real tzorich for it, it's not somebody that just alleviates his breathing, but he really needs it medically. So there, the approach of the poskim is much more of making this carrying. It's a masui, so it's defined as a masui, but to make it into a drabonon. Into a rabbanon which is going to be mutter b'shavus t'shavus b'mokem mitzvah b'mokem tzorich or something on those lines. It means that if he really needs it, you're going to put it in a place that is not considered a tiltul proper, and he's not going to stop on it. Something like that. Yeah, he needs double chinoy, and he needs to be aware of it. And it's various, but in terms of masu, in terms of simchin chin aleph, it's going to have to be defined as a masu. Right now, that's what the Mishnah will pass against lemaisa. In terms of the wheelchair, generally the poskim say that it's much better if the best way of being matir is, and I think that's what a lot of people do, is they ask a goy to push the wheelchair, then the shalit doesn't even start. That's the ideal way of doing it if it's possible and realistic at all. I want to mention over here something which the poskim compare, and I think it's an interesting comparison. I want to mention over here hearing aid. It's an interesting comparison. Hearing aid. It goes a little bit in line with what you're mentioning. Hearing aid, Rabbi Isai. Hearing aid. What do you tell her?
I was told it was mutter.
Why? Based on what? Learning. Based on what we're learning now. Why should it be mutter?
Because it's part of something that enables the person to hear and function in the way that he's needed, in the same way that glasses are.
Yeah, very interesting. Comparable to glasses. So glasses, actually, we learned that it's a malbush mamash, but yeah, okay. So what do you tana? Hearing aids?
Yes, extension of the body.
Many poskim, when they speak about hearing aids, they take the approach that it depends on if he's able to walk around. Is he able to walk around without it or not? I remember hearing from when I was in Gates Yeshiva, when I was in Shir. I just happened to remember that Falk mentioned that in Shir. He said that everybody's going to allow a hearing aid. The question is only why. Everybody's going to allow a hearing aid. You can't tell a person who needs a hearing aid not to go out on Shabbos. The question is only why. So many poets came on to take the approach that. That it is a bit. They want to say that if he's unable to go around without it, if he's unable to, then it's a requirement. It's no different than the stick. Comparable to the stick, a person is unable to walk around without the stick. Is mutter. So the hearing aid also. If he's unable to walk around without the hearing aid, if it's plain dangerous, he just can't walk around without. Pardon. He is unable. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, but there's a certain danger involved, and there is a certain. Yeah, I also find this comparison a little bit schwer, but nice, some poets can want to compare it to the makkel. I think that the easier approach to take is very much what you were saying, that it's bottled to the guf, something which is attached to the person in a way that he doesn't remove it, and consequently it's going to be considered something which is a bottle to him and therefore mutter to carry out. But I just wanted to mention that some poets can compare it to the makkel. In Sif Yud Tes, we learn about Mishu also for Chavolim. We're talking about a person who is imprisoned. He's imprisoned. The Chavolim is handcuffed. Perish Ken Taboiz Gdoilim. He's got big Taboiz rings. Shesugrim Boem Ariglaim, and his legs are handcuffed. Pardon? Leg cuffed. Very good. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, Beraglo by his feet.
Inions.
What are they called?
Inions, I've heard.
Inions?
For
Chains on the legs. Okay, good. I hope I'll remember this word. The halacha is, very surprisingly enough, I think based on what we learned until now, we all said that the halacha would be that it's what? It's also. I agree that it does not. Can you think of a swell where it should be mutter? I think we would have agreed and assumed that it's something which is a proper masui. It's something which you're not allowed to walk around. But no, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, mutalot is been you allowed with these inaims. Inaims, it's also, yeah?
Two words.
In iron.
Oh, in iron. I thought something, I was thinking, inaim. Inaim, what's the comment? Yeah, inaim. Okay, so, mutalot is been you're allowed to walk around with them. So, it's said that it's mutter. Question is, why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? You've got these big metal chains and possibly also the big round, metal heavy. And still it's mutter to schlep it around, to walk around with these chains. Why is it mutter? Mutter lotzis bohem. Mishnah Berurah explains as follows, and I'm unable to explain it fully. And I'm not on my own because many of the contemporaries for him ask for kavolim the nechshav loy k'moy malbush. Mishnah Berurah says that it's considered a malbush for him. It's a malbush. He's likely to be like this for a bit of time, depending on the crime that he's committed. He's probably going to be like this for quite a while, and therefore the nechshav loy k'malbush. It's his malbush. It's part of him, yeah. That's the reality now. That's how he walks around. That's how he walks around nowadays. It's bottled to him. He's as if he's wearing it. We certainly do not have to be concerned that maybe they're going to come off, because you'd fail the purpose. They're not going to come off naturally. So he's not going to end up carrying it. The mistomach him and the osworm, since it's attached to him and it's in a way of imprisoning him. There's no way they're going to get detached. But the challenge over here is, why is it considered as malbush? Why is it considered a malbush? Why? You're allowed to walk around with this iron and this chain and the heavy metal ball which is connected to it. Why is it mutter? Kamoy malbush. Because he's forced, is imposed on him. It's against his will. So that really would be a swara against. Normally is something which is bottle. Say the swara that you mentioned earlier about the hearing aid is because he wants it. So therefore it is bottle to the goof. And that generally when something is bottle is because you want it, it's something positive does not want. Normally if you don't want something, it's not bottle to you. And certainly he doesn't want these chains. And why is it bottle to him? And therefore, is it because it's so attached to him, so he's got no choice? Yeah. He's got no choice? No choice, and therefore it's attached to him, and therefore it's going to be bottled to him. Yeah. Yeah, it's... The Mishnah Berurah in Shaaretz Zion, he's saying something about Tashmish. Shaaretz Zion also is not so... He doesn't fully... He quotes the Gemara. He's not so happy about it. But the swell must be something on those lines. It's a bit hard to understand because it's attached to him. It's physically attached to him. There's no choice. Yeah. By the way, there's the contemporary people who are in prison nowadays. They get tags, right? So the same halacha would apply there as well. The same halacha would apply there as well. That nechshav kamalbush and a person would be allowed, even if he's got a tag, he's allowed to walk freely and even on Shabbos as well. And that would be included in that heta. But again, it's a little bit hard to understand this heta. But Rabbi said we're going to just summarize what we learned tonight. A person allowed to walk bare feet. It's not onik Shabbos. We learned about a person who needs a stick, even if it's not tied on, he's allowed to walk around with it. If he's unable to walk without it, if it's just supporting him, it's also a blind person. He's not allowed to walk around without it because he manages without, assuming that he does manage without it. We spoke in great detail about the silver stecken, which is also, even it gives him a great prestige, he's not allowed to walk around with it. We learned also about the handcuffed person is not allowed to walk with any handcuffs. He is allowed to walk around with it. It's considered a malbush and it's bottled to him. Right, these are the halachas that we learned tonight. I wish you all a freilich and purim. Freilich and purim. And freilich and purim, a kosher and purim. And we'll be learning in Metz Hashem on Sunday, regular time, regular place, Metz Hashem. Freilich and purim.